Schwester Silva, there seems to be on Motzi Shabbos a very many skulos or anhagos that we say or do, which seems to be particularly miyuchad for Motzi Shabbos, and there either the reason is because of chivuv mitzvah or because it's a particular skula for a siman bracha. Siman bracha. So there's many of them that tak have a emes makoy. There's some who don't have such a makoy, and there's some that they have a makoy, but many people think they're a completely different reason than they actually are. So I'll just share with you what I've picked up over the years, a number of things. Some of them I may have only heard like 20 years ago, so I can't take full responsibility for my memory, but I'll just share with you a number of things. So, first of all, the Ramah starts off, one of the first things we do, says the Ramah in Siman Reish Sadi Hei, Aval Oymer V'yitin Lecha. We say V'yitin Lecha, very famous, V'yitin Lecha. What's the reason we say V'yitin Lecha? So the Mishnah Berurah right in the spot says, Shein Pesukim Shal Bracha B'tchilis Yimei Shavua. He already got a bracha. He says that they are pesukim of bracha that one starts the week with. That's the first. V'yitin lecha. Let's move on to another very popular one. And that is known as what many people do on Monte Shabbos is during Mariv, after Mariv, they fold up the talis. And one of the most famous reasons which one hears is skola for shalom bayis. Well, with all the years that I've searched for that makoy, I've never found one makoy for it. Correct, there's definitely a makoy for it, for folding it, Alice, but shalom bayis, that I have not found anywhere.
She's the one who bought the
talis. Okay, so let's start one by one.
Yeah.
For sure, there's reasons that might come to, but is it a skula for shalom bayis? Yeah, okay. The closest I found to that was, there's a Tamim in Hagin that brings B'Shem the Sefer told us Menachem that says it's actually a skula for your wife's Arichas Yomim. Why? Because as you said, that she brings it to you on today, so the minig is that she brings it on the day of the Chuppah. So by you not folding up on Matzah Shabbos, it's as if you're showing that you're waiting for someone else to bring it to another wife to bring you a talis. As Azoi Shteytan told us Menachem, that's the closest Makai found anything to do with a wife. The other Makai they bring is a bit more skuliastic, is the Sefer Zechira and the Ben Ishai both say that if you don't, it's actually when the kids are shlah as well, that if one doesn't fold off the talus, then the clippers get stuck to the talus, and be very careful on the next morning that you shake out the talus in order that all the clippers should fall out. Sports, there's enough makoyos for that, but akapanim, that's another reason. When I asked many years ago this shaila to Chaim Kanievsky, I asked him, where's the makoy for shalom bayis? Believe it or not, he wrote to me, it's a skula for Yerush Shamayim. Where he gets that from, I don't know, but that's what he wrote to me. The emes of makoyos, it's actually a magen avram, b'shem the Maril, and I don't know why no one knows this one. It's bought in the Mishnah Berurah, the last Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Matzah Shabbos, in Siman Reish Sadi Tes, says the Mishnah Berurah, very simple, Maril, Hoya Mekapel HaTalis Shalei B'chol Matzah Shabbos, who had folded up his talis on Matzah Shabbos, Kedei Le'Asek B'Mitzvah Miyad, in order to start the week with a mitzvah. Maril, nothing shorter than that. What the mitzvah is exactly, I can't tell you. Start it. It could be it's a nice, it's a chefzah shaitz. When you're folding up, you're showing kavod for it. Upon him, that is the real makota, it's a maril, brought by the Magen Avraham. The next one.
See, the inyan to make the talis in the right place. If it's Shabbos, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, those bring down that reason as well. Yeah, to show that it was done on Shabbos. You weren't allowed to, now you're folding on Shabbos to show. Yeah, those who say that as well. The next thing is the Ramah. in the next seven, beginning of Abdallah, says as follows. V'noigin lishpoich mikoy shel yayin ala oretz koydem shesirim beri pergofen. V'noig to pour from the kois of wine on the floor, l'adavka on the floor, l'chaim is on the table as well, or on the plate, before you finish beri pergofen, kadesh le'yeh kois pogum, in order the kois shouldn't be pogum. That's what the Ramah says. But the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah already says that the Achroinim Hiskimu that you shouldn't pour b'shas the bracha, only b'shas moizug, b'shas when you actually pour out the kois, then you should go over the sides in order it should spill onto the plate or onto the table. What's the reason of that? Says the Ramah, v'tam ha'shvicha d'arminan kol bayis shlei nishbach bo yayin k'mayim ein bo siman bracha. Any house that you don't spill water, your wine like water, will not be siman bracha. Va'isin kein siman tovus chilas ha'shvua, once again, a siman tovus chilas ha'shvua, therefore we spill the wine over. I did once hear, many years ago, b'shem, that Rabbi Yashiv, zeichel lebracha, was not noig to pour, to spill over the sides, but he was samech on the fact that during Abdullah, in the course of Abdullah, while he's holding the kois, it's going to end up spilling somehow or other. The Ramah adds on this mamash straight after this says, Gam shoifchim in a kois lach Abdullah mechab b'yaneh. You also pour from the kois onto the neh to extinguish the neh with the kois of Abdullah. Now this, as opposing to put it in. Yeah, as opposing to put it in. Some people like put it in and pour it over or something. I think the might of the Indian is to put it out somehow or other with the wine of the Abdullah. I've seen, if I'm not mistaken, many years ago I was read by Bezeich de Rubchan Kanievsky for Abdullah, and if I'm not mistaken, he actually put his hand in the wine and spritzed it onto the candle, if my memory takes me correctly. So that the chay also right will be as a siman type. The next halacha, the next thing he brings, I don't know. Can't explain it. What? No. So I'm saying the chay is also right as a. He carries on the same thing. Gam shoyfchem in a kois lach avdalu chambayne. I'm suggesting maybe it's a siman type. The Mishnah Berurah brings over here. Nogo anoshim shleilishtes mekayis avdalah. The women are not known to drink from the kayis avdalah. So once again, the famous makor is because if they drink from it, then they'll grow a beard. I've never seen anyone with a beard, and I think many of them have drunk from the kayis of avdalah. Al kolpanim, what is the emes makor? So the emes makor is it's a shla. The Shlach HaKadosh says the reason is because the way Chava took from the Eitz Hadas, they say that it was a vine tree. So she took grapes and she squeezed them and she gave it to Adam to drink. So because she caused a Havdalah between her and Adam Rishon through Yayin, therefore she's now not to drink Yayin. But that is the Emes HaMakor to it. There's another minhag that's not so mefusim, and that is to actually smell the ner avdalah after you've put it out. The smoke from it, or whatever. There's two makoros to that. At least I found the Yaivet says, Nogen erech b'ashen aner lacha kiboy mishum chivuv mitzvah. Because of chivuv mitzvah. The chivuv mitzvah. And the Sefer Zechira says, one's saved from bad smells. Now, the remark carries on and says another inyan. One rubs the eyes with the wine left on the plate because of chivuv mitzvah. That is the only thing that Ramah says. For some reason, many people as well have this minig of putting the hands in the Abdullah and filling up every pocket. So when I was in Yeshiva, I used to make the joke, you get a tenner a pocket. I don't know as well. This, I haven't found any proper Makoy to it. I have seen it brought down that there's those who do it, and they bring as Mitzad Parnosa. But I saw the son of the Nekut Marich did it, that he didn't leave a pocket empty. But again, as I say, I didn't find any Mefurish or Makoy that actually says he's supposed to do this. They also bring any of that. Yeah, yeah. Mitzvah inside the fork, he's not supposed to refer on Shabbos. Yeah. Another Indian on Matzah Shabbos, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes, says, Chamin b'matzoi Shabbos melugma. Chamin b'matzoi Shabbos is melugma. Melugma means a refer. So, first of all, the Shabbos is what is Chamin and what is the melugma. So, I'll tell you a little story I heard a long time ago. There was a bacher sitting by Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, that was Eigesund, and he was sitting by Matzah Shabbos, and his wife came into him, the Rebbetzin came in, and she said, could I offer you a hot drink for Chamin Matzah Shabbos? So he said, no, it's fine, I'm taking a shower later. Sure. Yeah, so what's Pshat there? So the Chayyah washing as well. Ma'is Rashi off or not, Rashi there in the Gemara says, Chamin, what is Chamin? Lishtois v'leuchaitz. Once that's from Chayyah Kanevsky, it says it means either drinking or washing yourself, one or the other. And it's left after the Chayyah shower, the Chayyah even just washing your hands with hot water or maybe your face with hot water, the Chayyah that's also included in Chamin. What is the Melugma? What's the Refuah? So the Refuah is, Rosh Shiva many years ago, it was really after the Lang Zunt, told me, he said the refuah is, it's a refuah for atzvus. Where do you see that? Because we say in Halukah, Haroifa lishvuri leiv, or mechabish la atzvoisom. Because Baruch Hu wraps up the atzvoisom, the sadness, the sadness. So, if the mechabish is Rosh Hitevus, chamed matzah shabbos melugma. And I found the latest sport down that's the refuah it is. There's another thing the Gemara says there. Pascham of Matzah Shabbos Melugma, that having hot bread on Matzah Shabbos is also a refuah. The Chor is a different type of refuah. What refuah it is, I don't know. But the Maisa, what is the Pascham? The problem is, it's sport down. I can't remember who says it. Sefer Bris, I think. Says that one's not supposed to have, it's a sakana to have boiling hot bread. So how does that stem with the Gemara, Paschama? So they want to answer, they mean that you heat it up later, you do it in a different oven or something like that, or it's not mamash boiling hot, it's hot. They don't want to answer like that. But Al-Kaponim, the thing is that Paschama Shabbos Melugma. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah later on when he speaks about Lav Malka, he actually says that one of his makoyos to say that you're supposed to wash Malava Malka is the fact that the Gemara says, on the same Amud, the Gemara says, Pascham Matzah Shabbos Melugma. The other thing that is very well known is the fact that on Matzah Shabbos, by having Malava Malka, is that the Mechabes, so another Rai Taka brings, I'll say as well, that he brings about washing from Lav Malka. The Shulchan Aruch says, Lo'ili Misada Odom Shulchan Matzah Shabbos, Kedei Lavis HaShabbos. The person who Misada is Shulchan Matzah Shabbos, Kedei Lavis HaShabbos. Even if you only Zik HaZayis. So Yisada Odom, so the Sharatzin says, Yisada normally means, just like you see on Erev Shabbos, you Misada Yishulchan, so it means with bread. So he means as well, the Indian is that just like an Erev Shabbos with pass, so for sure it means as well, pass as well. As you know, that the Inyan of Lav Malka Bechlal is, because there's an Eva Echad that the person has, V'nisko Yishamoy, and that remains Kayam in the Keva, Adesa Tchia, even if all the bones disappear, Lemaisa, that's Nena only from Lav Malka, and therefore that will stay Chai V'Kayam. I once heard many years ago, B'Shem Ramosha Einstein, Tzichtad Gilbrocha, Ramosha Einstein said that he heard he heard 27 years ago from Reb Moshe Matzah Schorzinger, B'shem Chazanish, that if he doesn't wash from Lav Malka, if he washes from Lav Malka, he promises him he won't have Charata. That was his nosach. Another time, he said, and he added to that, and he said that, since I heard that 27 years ago, I've never ever missed a Matzah Shabbos, even if I'm collecting in a chayis, whatever place, I'll make sure the Balabas has a kazayis. He says, people complain, chayis, you know, late Matzah Shabbos, you can't wash. He says, nice. He says, how long does it take to wash, to have a kazayis and bench? 5 minutes. So I heard as well, I think when Nosson Kopshitz once told me that, I think he heard from his brother, B'shein Lechazanish, a shtickle different nosach, that if he doesn't wash from Lav Malka Matzah Shabbos, he promises him he'll have Charata. That's the other Shmuel. One thing is very known for Matzah Shabbos, which seems to take a lot of relevance, is Elio Anavi. Says the Rumah, V'na'ag u'leima lehaske Elio Anavi b'Matzah Shabbos, v'na'ag to say, and to mention Elio Anavi b'Matzah Shabbos, l'espalos sh'yavav yasra l'gula, in order we should daven that he should be mevassah, he should tell us about the Gula. What's the meaning about it? Says the Mishnah, because the Gemara in Eruvim says, Muftach lehen Yisrael she'en aliyah ba loy baroish shabbosay sway bar yom tov ne'er toich. The aliyah is muftach that is not going to come, not near of Shabbos nor of Yom Tov, because of the tircha. Shemanichin tzorich Shabbos v'hulchin lahapanov, because they're going to come to greet him and they're busy with the tzorich Shabbos and they'll be mevatel from it. Now that Shabbos is passed, now he can come. Now we daven, he should come and give mevas as the good. So from that's based all the inyanim of saying the zmius of Elio Matzi Shabbos. He brings down Elio Rabba says, and Dr. Kim say the zmius. He adds on an interesting thing as well, which isn't so known. There's a tefillah that's put in the siddur, like a whole page in the. Most come out every Siddur has it, a small tefillah Ribbono Shel Olam that is bought, yeah, correct, it's bought in Yerushalmi, and it's bought in the Torah in Samir Sanites, a tefillah to say it, and he says one should say it on Matzah Shabbos. One other thing that is even less known is that there is that same Torah in Samir Sanites, the Torah brings right to the last thing in the seven Samir Sanites, says the Torah. Now he does not mean the Zmius of Eliyahu, he says the Pesukim Shemuzka Eliyahu. What does he mean? He means all the Pesukim in Nach that mention Eliyahu Hanavi's name. Anytime Eliyahu is mentioned, then there is an Indian to say those Pesukim are Matzah Shabbos. Very few Siddurim bring it down. There's a Vilna Siddur that brings it down. Brings down all of them, a collection of all the Pesukim together. And the Torah finishes up and he says, V'oimim shu toiv l'shikcha, v'yetzliach b'chol ha'shavua. So two brachas he's giving you. Toiv l'shikcha, in other words, it's good against shikcha, and you v'yetzliach b'chol ha'shavua, v'yetzliach b'chol drachav. I think that's his nusach. B'chol v'yetzliach and everything. Why it's not so famous, I don't know, but why it's a mefurash at all. Now I'll just finish off with a very interesting addition to that. Is that Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer called Sechah Sada, a very famous sefer, with a collection of all different contrasts he made over the years. And one of the things inside, one of the contrasts is Sefer Zechira, Sefer Zikaron. It's got all the things that he brings down that are mutzmechtika, things that are good for Zikaron, and Kashl Shitcha. And believe it or not, in those things he does not bring down this Torah. Does that make it that? Doesn't force at all. Is there? So many years ago I asked him this question, why he does not bring it down, and with a sense of humor he wrote back to me, Kenira Shaloi Amarti Hapsukim. It appears I didn't say the Pesukim. In his later